Gestern Dünnewetter noch einmal, Junge. And now the news. President Bush, a robot. 9th of August, 2007. This is Reverend Simulator for UNnews. Washington, D.C. President George W. Bush is a robot. This astounding revelation occurred when the Bushbot malfunctioned during a recent press conference. A reporter observed,
"The president's eyes began to flicker, and smoke began to pour out of his mouth and backside, and then his face split open down the center."
Senator Harry Reid quipped, quote, "I always knew he was two-faced," unquote. Fire extinguishers were used to extinguish the blaze that faulty wiring had caused inside the president's breastplate. A news reporter, Lotta Lies, who was on the scene, reported, quote, "It was awful," unquote. By all accounts, many were astonished. First Lady Laura Bush declared, quote, "I couldn't believe my eyes. I thought George had been acting a little peculiar lately, but there was nothing a little Viagra couldn't fix. Or so I thought," unquote. Bush has long been taunted for his difficulties in speaking the English language, or any other for that matter, said Senator Ted Kennedy, who asked to remain anonymous, quote, "His butchering of the native tongue is notorious across the nation and around the world," unquote. Senator Nancy Pelosi said, quote, "I always suspected he was a robot, and to think he, or it, challenged my manhood," unquote. Said Senator Hillary Clinton, quote, "This explains a lot," unquote. Senator Obama immediately challenged her declaration, saying, quote, "Exactly what does it explain," unquote. It is not known yet why or for how long the robot has been appearing in place of the president, but the matter is under investigation, sources close to the Bushbot say. It is believed that the president himself may have come up with the idea of having a robot double replace him on certain occasions, such as press conferences, when he might be called upon to think or answer questions that he's not seen in advance. A recent guest, or rather as a recent guest on Fox's news show, Neil Cavuto's television show, the president, Cavuto said, quote, smelled oddly like motor oil," unquote. Man, I butchered that sentence. The host attributed the perception of Bush to Bush's cologne, he said. Congress is concerned about the legality of the Bushbot's actions as president. Pelosi wondered aloud, quote, "Does its veto count? Did the president or the Bushbot commit us to this never-ending nightmare war against war in Iraq?" unquote, Kennedy said between hiccups. Perhaps the First Lady asked the most poignant question of all. Quote, "Will the Bushbot respond to Viagra, or is there something else wrong with its plumbing?" unquote.